Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
It is World Teachers Day. Can we have a hand for the teachers who do so much? Teachers are an incredible breed, and this is a day to recognize them and everything they do. If you go to our Wave Facebook page, you can share your favorite teacher or your kid's teacher. Is there a teacher who's made an impact in your kid's life? I've got a number of them in my mind. Mrs. Sharp was my fifth grade teacher. She was a large woman. I'll put it to you that way. She was a very imposing figure, very strict, but very fair. But you didn't even think of crossing Mrs. Sharp. You know, I have a number of friends who went to Catholic school, and they've told me stories about the nuns. Mrs. Sharp was probably about the closest you're going to come to a nun in a public school. But boy, she was aptly named. She was a sharp woman. She knew. I mean, she insisted on proper language and dress and everything else. But, nice lady. In retrospect, nice lady. We were all a bit terrified of her. Back then, Mr. Lamberto was my high school Spanish teacher. Probably, I have to say, probably my favorite teacher of all time, Mr. Lamberto. He was, it was the only class I ever aced all the way through, Spanish class. Mrs. Ruth was also a high school teacher. She was I believe it was her first year teaching. She was, I don't know if it was student teaching or what, but she handled an English class that I had to take as a senior that I had failed or not taken, I forget, as a freshman. So I had to take it in order to graduate. And so there I was, this senior, sitting in there with all these young freshmen. And she made me feel like I wasn't the weird kid in there because I was surrounded by all these little kids. She made it much better. Mrs. Bonkowski, she was my homeroom teacher for a couple of years in high school. And, you know, the rule was if you missed school the day before, you had to bring in a note from either your parent or your doctor or whatever. Of course, I never had the note. She was like, you got the note? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll bring it in tomorrow. Okay. Missed another day. Come in the next time. Hey, do you have your note, Kevin? So I'll bring it in tomorrow. Okay. Which I never did. I never got around to bringing in the note. Yeah. So my high school yearbook, she signed, best wishes for a happy, healthy life. She says, P.S., you'll bring your note in tomorrow? Mrs. Bonkowski had a great sense of humor. On your World Teacher Day. And here's the other thing with teachers. And when you were a kid, you remember this. Teachers have lives. And you never think about that when you're a kid because your teacher is just there in school. That's how you picture them. And if you ever see them outside the classroom, it's kind of a weird experience. I remember once a kid in school said to one of our teachers, oh, I saw you in the store yesterday. I was quite amazed by it. And the teacher's like, yeah? What do you think we do after school? Go home and fold up in the closet like a bat? So, happy World Teachers Day. Go to our Wave Facebook page and share your favorite teacher or your kid's teacher. Somebody has made an impact. Amazing people.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.